Used to control these races right now.
And as a veteran, you know he's not pushing it 100% right now. He's saving a little bit.
He's got the little gator name for a reason. He gets after it. He does a lot of testing for Chevrolet with the Wheel Force car and has for a really long time and is a veteran, but he knows when his car is good to go get after it. And he's one of the best at driving it and I'll say be in control. I see myself and others when we go that fast like he is right now. We are not in as much control as Justin is and continue to put down these laps. He's wrapping the white line around the bottom of the track. We saw even when his teammate Sammy Smith was leading, was having to move up, searching around for grip, and the worst of the qualifying of his teammates, but obviously the best race pace right now.
We've seen this movie before, however. Before we hand the checkered flag to Mr. Allgaier, he's been the runner-up four times, has yet been able to find his way to victory lane, has led 330 laps. Again, four times a runner-up, seven straight top tens. So he's put up numbers at Las Vegas, but he hasn't gotten the numero uno or a trip to the Neon Garage's victory lane.
That's why we call it a race, and that's why we're going to go all 200 laps today.
All right, let's go to the Infield Care Center with Brett McMillan.
William Swallow out of the Infield Care Center. Boy, first lap, what happened in your view?
Yeah, I think just got some air packed on the rear bumper, took away a lot of downforce from the rear spoiler, so yeah, it's just a learning opportunity, I guess, and not a lot of points coming out of today, and hopefully we'll catch up next week, but we had a good GR Supra in practice yesterday, so hopefully we'll get it together next week.
Any way to put into words the disappointment of a first lap wreck?
Well, it sucks. It doesn't feel great.
That's William Sawalich. I think that pretty much sums it up.
All right, thank you very much, Brett McMillan. On the track right now, Josh Williams in the number 11 car for Colic Racing. He's been feeling a little bit ill. When we get to the stage break, which will happen in 17 laps, Josh Williams is going to get out of the car, and a fellow Colic Racing driver on the Cup side, Ty Dillon, is going to get in. So we're going to have a driver swap at the stage break for the Colic Racing number 11. We now have 16 laps to go in eBay stage number one here in the Liuna at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. That's 800-393-5045.
We got a nice battle for third happening right now. That might get settled in front of you, Nick.
Yeah, it's Eric Almirola who has just made the pass on Carson Quappel. Almirola is starting to charge his way to the front. At Toyota, the Phoenix winner, looking pretty strong down the back straightaway. Eric Almirola has been good in every single race he's been in so far, and of course he took one away from Justin Allgaier last weekend there in Phoenix.
All right, so as we come by this time, we have 13 laps to go here in eBay stage number one of the Liuna from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
With 11 laps to go in stage number one, Justin Allgaier continues to pull away. A lot of action happening in the top five. We'll talk about that as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
Want to say a big thanks to a great sponsor here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This race named the Liuna, and today's race is presented by Laborers International Union of North America, Local 872, your workforce solution. And I know they have a lot of people out here today enjoying the race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. A big thanks to them. Brad Gilley alongside Mark Garrow and Ross Chastain. A lot of action starting to heat up as we close out stage one.
Eric Almirola has just muscled his way past Carson Quapel. He is currently in the second spot. That's the good news. The bad news, 7.2 seconds behind Justin Allgaier. However, when you look at Almirola right now, just a tick quicker than Allgaier, but those two clearly quicker than anybody else.
Yeah, Mark, I think that Almirola has done what he set out to do, is just get to Justin's back bumper for this first pit stop. Now it's an even playing field. Now going into stage two, he's got a shot to make it an adjustment, make his car better. He's got some clean air now, and he can see what he can do with Justin starting in stage two.
Battle to get back in the top five is in front of you with Taylor Gray, Nick.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Connor Zilich was dropping through the field, but he has gathered it back up. That 88 car looks pretty good on the long runs. He is all over the back of Taylor Gray, padding to turn three.
They have been at it with each other for the last 20 or so laps. Zilich now dives down to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make something work, but they're going to be door-to-door again when they get off the corner.
And a little farther back, Zilich now will get the spot back. Gray falls in behind him. And then you have Sam Mayer, Jesse Love, Austin Hill, the next group of cars just behind them, also fighting for top 10 positions.
Yeah, let's take a peek at our points leader, Jesse Love, in that wheel in red and white Chevrolet. He's running the bottom out of turn number two and trying to catch Sam Mayer's Ford. They're separated by a car length down the backstretch.
That's the way they'll run down the Nella straightaway. Now Mayer goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love right behind him. His teammate about to catch up to this group as well as the exit four.
That battle for seventh, about a half a lap behind our race leader, but let's go a little further up. Connor Zilich continuing to make his way through the field.
Yeah, just got to the inside of his teammate, Sammy Smith. Sammy's running the middle of the racetrack in one and two. Zilich is going to pull off the pass and then slide his way right up in front of Smith off of two.
They work their way down the backstretch. Once again, a great battle with these guys. Zilich out in front. Then you've got Sammy Smith in between him and Taylor Gray. They stay down at the bottom of the racetrack off of this exit.
As they come down to the line, only five laps to go in stage number one. Here's Taylor Gray now. He sizes up Sammy Smith at the line, and that is going to be the battle for fifth, heading back to one.
And a reminder, Sammy Smith started on the front row, but that car fading late in the stage, and he has left the door open for Gray to try to muscle his way out of turn number two. Can't do it. Gray gets in line to the backstretch.
Gray in that black and yellow car. Of course, Sammy Smith flying the red and white numbers. Gray now will go way up the racetrack, up against the wall, trying to find some grip with that car off four.
Four laps to go in stage number one. The race leader already off of turn number two, but we're talking about battles in the top five. Taylor Gray is going to make it three wide to try and take away a spot from Sammy Smith.
Holy smokes. They just split the lap car of Leland Honeyman, and it's now Gray on the outside, Sammy Smith on the bottom. They'll both get around Honeyman, and it'll be Taylor Gray who takes that spot down the backstretch.
Right behind Sammy Smith, once again, is going to have to worry about Jesse Love. Jesse Love closing in on his car midway through three and four now, calling about six car lengths.
We have three laps to go in stage one. Oh, by the way, Justin Allgaier now nearly 8 seconds ahead of Eric Almirola. Let's follow Sammy Smith, Jesse Love now to one.
Yeah, back into turn number one. Sammy Smith looks content running the middle of the racetrack, but he is about to see that red and white Chevrolet of the points leader, Jesse Love, in the rearview mirrors. They're separated by two car lengths down the Ellis backstretch.
Austin Hill not very far behind this group, and blue and white number 21. They're in the middle now of three and four. Once again, Taylor Gray way up the racetrack. Sammy Smith there along with Jesse Love.
Two laps to go here in stage number one. We're talking for a battle just outside the top five. It's going to be a twofer for Austin Hill. He gets around Sam Mayer, now to the inside of Jesse Love.
Yeah, that looked like super speedway Austin Hill making some moves as he's on the bottom of the racetrack trying to carve a pretty line with his teammate Jesse Love. Hill slides his way up and takes that spot down the backstretch.
Now Jesse Love would like to wrestle it away from him. He'll go right nose to tail with him to the bottom of the racetrack. Can't do anything with the former winner here in Las Vegas. Once again, here's Love trying to catch up to his teammate.
One lap left in stage number one. Justin Allgaier is gone as we continue to follow that battle with Jesse Love and Austin Hill.
Yep, they are both chasing after Sammy Smith here in the closing laps of this stage. Smith, again, cannot hold the bottom of the racetrack. Austin Hill's got a nice charge out of turn two.
Austin Hill might be able to get him down here in three and four. It just depends on which way Sammy is going to go. Austin Hill's going to go up to the top side of the racetrack, try to get the grip he needs off the hill to run down Sammy Smith as they head to the checkered flag.
Justin Allgaier has won stage number one of the Liuna here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and a big battle as they cross the start-finish line for the top 10. Eric Almirola finishes second. Carson Quapple third. Fourth was Connor Zilich. Taylor Gray fifth. Sammy Smith sixth. Austin Hill seventh. Eighth was Jesse Love, Sam Mayer ninth, and Ryan Sieg tenth. Stage one brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, they're about to do that here on the racetrack. There's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years, to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
In Las Vegas, pedal to the metal is all we know, on or off the racetrack. Whether you're here for NASCAR, live music, incredible restaurants, or world-class entertainment, Vegas is the town that never slows down. With so many ways to play and so much to explore, Las Vegas encourages you to go all out. Head to visitlasvegas.com. That's visitlasvegas.com for more. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, where the field has finally caught up to Justin Allgaier under caution. We're actually going to open pit road. Josh Williams, number 11 Chevrolet, sitting on pit road right now. He is out of the car, feeling under the weather. They're getting Ty Dillon strapped in to finish the race in that Colic Racing number 11, and we'll see how quickly this driver change can happen so they don't fall another lap down. They are going to close pit road right now, actually. They are not going to open it while they have safety crews on the track and some different things happening right now. especially with the driver change happening. Nick Yeoman, what's going on?
Yeah, problems for Jeremy Clements. He's just rolled to a stop at the inside here of turn number two. I wasn't sure if he was just falling to the tail end of the line, got a penalty, but that car has now come to a complete stop. So issues for that Chevrolet of the veteran Jeremy Clements.
So if you just joined us, Justin Allgaier wins stage number one, his second stage win in 2025. He led 34 laps in that opening stage, and then 13 to Sammy Smith, also the big mover in that opening stage, plus 22 spots for Brandon Jones, who had worked his way back to 13th. Dean Thompson up 16. Ryan Sieg had gone plus 10.
Pretty impressive. And Ross, I guess they don't need a car stalled on the racetrack coming right off the acceleration lane, even though we're under caution. I don't think anyone wants to come around a corner exiting pit road and see Jeremy Clements sitting there.
No, and it is, we don't know what's going on with Jeremy, but, you know, the lost fuel pressure, we're hearing it. It seems like, you know, these stage cautions, they're intended for everybody to be able to take a break, like other live sports, so that you know when it's coming, you can plan your strategy for the competitors, but also as a fan. Go get a snack, go to the restroom, whatever it is. It is annoying, though, as a competitor when they drag on. You're like, these are laps we could be racing, and this time it's for something real. And it looks like Ty Dillon did get the 11 car off pit road, and as he rejoins, now he gets to drive an Xfinity car and have some fun this afternoon.
So you said this time it's for something real. So what are you intimating?
Well, just, no, it's that what I feel is that they are long, especially.
I'm just picking
races.
On you, by the way. I'm trying to
put
you in the corner here just a little.
Put me in the corner,
yeah,
because,
yeah, okay,
because especially it gets even worse for like a truck series race where there are even shorter amount of laps, but the stage cautions are the same as pit roads open.
Yeah. All right. So pit road is open. We'll have some more updates from around the racetrack. And again, Justin Allgaier, just a blistering fast pace. He is going to lead the field onto pit road, and we will first start with Brett McMillan.
All right. Taylor Gray has got the first pit stall, and he comes to a stop. He said the car is really tight. He needs more front grip. We're there on the right side, and they're putting on those right side tires. It's going to be a four-tire change for him and a major air pressure adjustment. Some trouble on the right side as they go around to the left side. Finally, Heather DeBoe.
And Justin Allgaier, our stage winner, no complaints on the handling of that race car. However, the volt gauges have been flashing, so they've been asking him to turn off the car under that caution to try to cool it down as much as possible. They're going to do four tires, fuel, and pull a piece of tape. Wendy Venturini.
Eric Almirola started in 11th, had moved up to second. He was very, very loose. They made an air pressure adjustment with four tires, Sunoco fuel. Also on pit road, Carson Quapel in the third position. He was getting very free, especially on the bottom of the racetrack. Four tires and fuel as they race off pit road.
Almirola, Quapel, Austin Hill, Gray, Zilich, Sammy Smith, then Justin Allgaier loses six spots on pit road. It looked like things got hung up there just a bit for Allgaier, and that certainly will drop him back. We'll have a full field rundown in stage number two coming up from Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Race fans, head over to EchoPark.com/Speedway and enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway now to drive off a winner. When we come back, a full field rundown. We'll get the green flag back out for stage number two from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems. enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, about to get stage number two in the LiUNA Xfinity Series race underway. If you just joined us, Justin Allgaier won stage one. He went on to pit road, however, first. He came out in seventh.
Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Well, we found out why Jeremy Clemens lost air pressure. Very simply, he ran out of gas, but he's not the only one. They were saying on the radio that five cars ran out of gas. One of them was Brendan Poole's number 44 car. I've checked with his crew chief, Frank Kerr, and he confirmed that they did just barely run out of gas, which I think has left a lot of folks baffled how you do that in the first stage of a race.
Now, Poole had just been lapped by the leader, got the free pass, and he's back on the lead lap despite that problem.
Ross, what has something big changed here? We used to go about 62, 65 laps with these Xfinity cars. They just barely went over 40.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't speak on it because I don't understand either.
And again, the leaders, Eric Almirola and Justin Allgaier and that crew, they easily made the stage. So
yeah, and you know Justin Allgaier was on the gas more than anybody.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah, but and that's why part of this race, right, is on the track and on pit road. So yeah, we're gonna get to watch Justin Allgaier try to drive back through the top five again from restarting, choosing from seventh.
So Jesse Love now will fall to the back of the pack after his pit road penalty. And now we're able to give you a rundown. The one-to-go signal has been given. So as they come down to the stripe, let's give you the full field rundown. Eric Almirola is going to lead them to the green flag, followed by Carson Quapel, Austin Hill third. Taylor Gray is fourth. Fifth, Connor Zillich, Sammy Smith sixth. Seventh, Justin Allgaier, Brandon Jones eighth. Ninth, Ryan C., Christian Eckes in 10th.
Sam Mayer running 11th, Daniel Dias 12th, Kyle Sieg 13th. 14th is Nick Sanchez, Sheldon Creed 15th. 16th, Harrison Burton, Parker Retzloff is 17th, Matt DiBenedetto 18th. 19th, Dean Thompson, and Jeb Burton is 20th.
Anthony Alfredo 21st, then 22nd, Brendan Poole. 23rd, Jesse Love, the final car on the lead lap. Minus one in 24th, Ryan Ellis. 5th, Patrick Emmerling, Blaine Perkins 26th. 27th, Chris Wright, Garrett Smithley, 28th, 29th, Greg Van Alst, Leland Honeyman in 30th.
Dawson Cram is 31st. Josh Williams is actually out of the car. Ty Dillon is subbing for him. He's 32nd. 33rd is Jeremy Clements. 34th, Josh Palicki. 35th, Austin Green. Joey Gase, 36th. Mason Massey, 37th. Out of the race, William Sawalich will finish 38th. That leaderboard update brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a state. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Pat Patterson, it's about to heat up in stage number two.
Yep, lights are out on the pace car as the field works its way right over in front of me. It'll be Eric Almirola and Carson Quapel up here in that front row. Austin Hill is there with Taylor Gray. Connor Zillich is there lined up alongside the number 8 of Sammy Smith. Pace car hits the pit road. We're ready to roll again.
About to get into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive, green flag is out. With a push from Austin Hill, Eric Almirola will lead the pack to turn one.
That was quite a shove from Austin Hill, and that'll allow Eric Almirola to easily clear and take the race lead as they fan out two and three wide further behind Austin Hill. Now looking for second, trying to wrestle it away from Carson Quapel.
Quapel on the outside, inside is Austin Hill.
Sammy Smith right behind them with Connor Zilich. And up front, it is Eric Almirola with about a three-car lead.
Clean air for him. Big Country Austin Hill is able to get around Carson Quapple, who's now in third. The battle is for fourth. Once again, Junior Motorsports teammates Connor Zilich on the inside of Sammy Smith.
Oh, yeah, he was very low down the front straightaway. He had to check up to enter turn number one. That's going to allow Sammy Smith to charge to the outside. He's looking for third.
Smith moves up into that third spot. Quapple back into fourth. Zilich now challenging that from the outside. Side by side, Justin Allgaier and Taylor Gray run together now as they exit turn four.
Sammy Smith now has his eyes set on trying to grab the second spot. Looks inside. Austin Hill slams the door. Behind them, Quapple and his teammate side by side.
Yep, that's Connor Zilich to the outside, those Junior Motorsports teammates. Quapple had a hard time carrying the momentum on the bottom of the racetrack. That'll allow Zilich to take that fourth position.
Right behind those two, once again, it's Allgaier locked in a tight battle with that 54 of Gray. They stay door to door. Meanwhile, up front, Sammy Smith looks to the outside of Austin Hill.
Eric Almirola barely driving away from second place Austin Hill, but Austin Hill definitely has a mirror full of Sammy Smith, and he's looking high, he's looking low.
Yeah, you put fresh Goodyears on Sammy Smith's car, and he becomes Superman. He's going to fly to the top side of the racetrack and try to carry some momentum around the outside of Austin Hill. He's got a charge down the back straight.
Smith will get right to the bumper of, Austin Hill. Can't do anything with him. He actually slides up the racetrack just a little bit, and that pulls Zilich a little closer, him and fourth.
Watching Nick Sanchez back there. Sanchez is currently running in the 12th spot, and quite a hornet's nest there behind him. Jeb Burton is right there. So is Daniel Dye.
Yeah, they'll race into turn number one. Daniel Dye on the bottom trying to get around Jeb Burton. That's racing just outside the top 10. But Pat, let's take a look at that battle for second. They're three wide down the backstretch.
Oh, wow, and what great racing it is down into turn number three. Zilich now picks up that second spot momentarily. Sammy Smith right locked next door to him.
Drop Austin Hill to the fourth spot right now. He's got another Junior Motorsports teammate wanting to take it away, but the battle is for second. Side by side, Zilich on the inside of Smith.
They are glued together, a pair of white Chevrolets into turn number one. Zilich got a little loose on the bottom. He had to chase it up the racetrack. Thankfully, Sammy Smith was high enough to avoid an accident.
Justin Allgaier jumps right into this fight as well. He'll shove that 88 car a bit going into turn number three. Bottom of Allgaier. Is this where you find the 21 car of Hill? They go door-to-door off four.
Allgaier trying to swing around Austin Hill. Can he do it? Hill said no. I'll try to cut to the inside. They'll go door-to-door to turn one.
Yeah, Justin Allgaier restarted seventh, and he is all the way up to the fourth position, or at least trying to take away that fourth spot from Austin Hill. They are deadlocked off of two.
Eric Almirola is loving what he's seeing in his mirror as he begins to drive away from this group. It's Allgaier and Smith locked, or Hill rather, locked together with each other in turn three and four. Midway through, they can't get away from each other off of four.
Allgaier moves up to the fourth spot. Ross Chastain, how hard is he working in this car? Is he going to take away what he might need to have for Eric Almirola?
I think he's done what he wanted to right off the bat on the restart, get a few spots, and was fortunate with that three-wide move to be able to push and get by the 21. Now he can settle in and let his car do the work. I think that all that, the hustling on the restart's over. Now it's all about wrapping the line and letting his car do what it did so well in stage one.
Watching now, Brandon Jones. He's fighting it out with Sam Mayer. Jones is up 26 spots from the start of this race. So again, as they cross the stripe, we have 29 laps to go here in stage two. Let's pick up the leader.
Yep, it is Eric Almirola by about 8 to 10 car lengths over Sammy Smith, who again just refuses to run the bottom of the racetrack. He tries to carry that momentum. Connor Zilich chasing right behind him in third.
Yeah, Allgaier trying to close that distance on his teammate there. Zilich in the 88 car cut it down to about 5 car lengths now midway off of turn at number 4. Carson Quapple is the one that's really lost a lot of ground to this group. He's about to be in a big fight with Christian Eckes.
Yeah, he is. He's been having to run that high line through three and four. Christian Eckes in the colleague number 16. A lot of pressure from behind, however, from Sam Mayer.
Yeah, this early in a run, if you're seeing a driver search around, you can probably guess correctly that that car's not handling right. Quapple's got it down to the bottom, and right behind him, it's going to heat up. Mayer and Eckes going side by side.
Sam Mayer is going to get door to door with Christian Eckes. Eckes is going to try to pin him down on the racetrack. Can't get it done. Mayer takes his spot. Eckes almost loses the nose of that car on four.
And a little farther back, Jesse Love trying to carve his way back through the field. Now working it looks like, on the 99 car as they work their way to turn number one.
Got a battle for the second position, guys. Here comes Connor Zilich. He's got a strong charge. Pat trying to get around Sammy Smith.
Zilich and Smith side by side with Allgaier right behind these two. Down to the bottom of the racetrack goes Zilich. He'll make that work. Sammy Smith can't quite hold the bottom of the racetrack. That opens up the door for Allgaier.
As Zilich takes second, Allgaier takes advantage of Sammy Smith being up in the second groove. He's going to move up to the third spot now. Kick Sammy Smith back to fourth.
Yeah, boy, after this restart, Justin Allgaier tried to charge back to where he was for most of stage number one, and that's the lead. He's got the third spot off of turn two.
Allgaier working in that third spot. Meanwhile, Almirola just now entering in turn three, midway through turns three, about 16 car lengths back till you get to Connor Zilich in that second spot.
25 laps to go in stage number two. Eric Almirola, Connor Zilich, Justin Allgaier, Sammy Smith, Austin Hill, our top five at Las Vegas.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Eric. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's Pass the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at goprn.com.
Eric Almirola continues to lead, but a battle for second, Nick.
Yep, here comes Justin Allgaier using the bottom of the racetrack. He will get around Connor Zilich. Can he clear him off of turn two? The answer is yes. The former series champion has moved into the second spot.
Yeah, that Jarrett Logistics Chevy awfully fast right now. Can he close the distance down on Eric Almirola? Call it about 15 car lengths to see the leader.
We are stations and local break. We have 22 laps to go this time by in stage number two. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Now through March 31st, get up to $120 back on a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Get $60 when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Get an additional $60 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Firestone tire dealer is Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. See Bauer Built Tire or FirestoneRewards.com for details.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We have 20 laps to go in this Xfinity Series race, stage number two at Las Vegas. Greg Van Alst, the car is off the pace down on the apron of the racetrack, trying to make his way slowly back to the pit lane. Meanwhile, Eric Almirola now has a new challenger, that in Justin Allgaier. Roles reversed. At the end of stage one, Almirola trying to chase down Allgaier. Now it's Allgaier's turn.
Yeah, Justin's
do it.
Done a great job to work through those that top five and get there. With 19 to go, it does look like Greg will make it back to pit road in that 35 car. Justin will have a shot. He's got 19 laps coming to 18 to go in this stage. To watch Eric decide how he wants to do it. I mean, he's just been turning underneath everybody off turn four. But Eric's good enough to know that. His spotter's going to be relaying that information. Eric will be wrapping the line really hard off turn four to try to keep him back there.
Every driver has a personality, Ross, and we know what Eric Almirola was capable of. All right, we have some cars coming onto pit road, unscheduled right now. here in stage number two, all the way down to the exit of pit road. Wendy Venturini, what's happening with Austin Hill?
Austin Hill was running in the fifth position. Unexpected problem with him. It's either the left rear tire, they're guessing, that could be down on Austin Hill. He said it was really bad on entry, but then would get better on the exit of the turn. He said it's almost not to the point where he could drive it. They didn't want to take any more chances of blowing a tire. They are going to put four fresh Goodyear tires are on there and Sunoco fuel for Austin Hill. And we'll follow up on what that tire shows when it comes off the race car.
So the leaders have gone by Hill, so he'll be at least minus one when he returns to the battle.
Yeah, that's going to be really tough. We're starting to have a little bit of a tighter battle for the lead. We'll let you know what's happening with that. But Eric Almirola does lead Justin Allgaier with 17 to go in stage number two. Connor Zilich third, Sammy Smith fourth, fifth is Sam Mayer. And that battle for the lead now happening in front of you, Nick Yeoman.
Boy, that picked up in a hurry because a lap ago, Eric Almirola had about a six-car length advantage. It's down to mere inches now. Justin Allgaier running the outside. He'll get in line, but Pat, it is on for the lead in Vegas.
Justin Allgaier going to challenge Eric Almirola down here in turns three and four. Almirola goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier will be forced to go a couple car lengths behind him now as those two exit.
As they come to the line, 15 to go in stage two. Nothing but clear racetrack for these two to battle for the lead. They're back to one.
Yeah, that's a great point. No threat of lap traffic over the next couple laps, at least, for Eric Almirola to navigate to try to hold off Justin Allgaier. They're both glued to the bottom of the racetrack. It's two car lengths off of turn two.
That's the way they'll race down the Nellis straightaway by the big American flag and over by the South Point Casino billboard into turn at number three. Allgaier is content to stay about two car lengths behind the leader off of four.
14 laps to go here in stage number two. Justin Allgaier hoping to get a sweep of the first two stages. About five car lengths now off the back bumper of Eric Almirola.
Yep, he started the race sixth, charged to the win in stage number one, started this stage in seventh, and now he's got to find one more spot to get another stage win. But Almirola stretched it out to about three car lengths.
Justin Allgaier, once again, about two to three, maybe as many as five car lengths into turn three. Looks like Almirola's actually gained a little distance on the number seven driver now.
Nice save for Austin Hill. Right rear was going flat, so he got it onto pit road in the nick of time. Almirola across the stripe. 13 to go now in stage number two.
Again, just looking for some breathing room over the very fast Justin Allgaier, who has moved up about a lane and a half off the bottom of the racetrack. Almirola, though, still running the bottom off of turn two.
Allgaier now good maybe six or seven car lengths behind Almirola. Almirola's going to catch some lap traffic as both of those cars, first and second, run at the bottom of the racetrack. A long way back to Connor Zilich in that third spot and Sammy Smith in fourth.
That lap traffic, Joey Gase just in front of Eric Almirola, that might allow Justin Allgaier to catch a little bit. We also have Taylor Gray, a bit of an issue, some debris on the nose of his Toyota. Nick?
Yeah, it is. Almirola has cleared that lap car of Joey Gase. Caught him in a weird spot in turn number one, but quickly got around him. Now Allgaier will try to set up Joey Gase in the three.
Yeah, Allgaier will try to move underneath the lap car now and try to regain some of that real estate that he let go of from Almirola now as those work off of turn four.
11 laps left now in stage number two, and need to point out everything is super spread out. We'll take a break and come right back with Eric Almirola, your leader here in Vegas.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
Nick Yeoman, a battle for the lead coming to you.
Yep, it is Eric Almirola and Justin Allgaier separated by just a few feet. Almirola, again, absolutely glued to that white line on the apron. Allgaier moving up. They're nose to tail on the backstretch.
Justin Allgaier trying to close the distance now. Takes a peek inside of the number 19 car. Now he'll go to the outside. Here's Justin Allgaier trying to find some grip there. Not going to be able to do it off of four.
At the exit of turn four, Almirola comes up the racetrack to make the block. Allgaier looks low. Again, Almirola covers the move. They're nose to tail in one.
Glued together in turn number one. Again, Almirola buries it to the bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier trying to carry some momentum. Now he'll try to find a little draft off of turn two. They're separated by a car length and a half.
Yep, a car length and a half down the Nellis straightaway. That's the way they run. Allgaier trying to close in on the leader. Can't get any closer than about a car length as they work again off of the turn number four. Allgaier going upstairs trying to find grip.
We have seven laps to go in stage number two. We owe our local stations a break from Las Vegas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Five laps to go in stage number two down the Nellis straightaway. That battle for the lead is heating up, Pat.
Justin Allgaier trying to close in on Eric Almirola. Had a chance. Some lap cars gave him a good opportunity just a moment ago. Blaine Perkins was in that mix. Can't close him down again off four.
A little bit of breathing room now for Eric Almirola. Crosses the stripe. Four laps to go in stage number two. They have left third place Connor Zilich.
Yeah, boy, this has been a lot of fun. Not only watching these two battle, but also navigate the lap traffic as Justin Allgaier trying to mount one final charge to catch Almirola. He's got to find about three car lengths down the back stretch.
Yeah, that's been the distance. It basically has held these two apart as they once again dive into turn number three. Almirola, bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier right in his tire tracks just to the outside. Can't make anything happen again.
There is no give up in Justin Allgaier right now. He won stage one by almost a mile, it seemed. Right now, he's trying to fight to win stage number two into one.
Yeah, may have met his match in the form of Eric Almirola, who has a very fast Joe Gibbs Toyota. They'll both rock it off the bottom in turn number two, still separated by two car lengths.
Ryan Ellis is up in front of the leader right now, Eric Almirola, so Allgaier may get another chance working behind this lap car. Ellis stays on the bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier now trying to close in. He gets within about a half a car length.
Justin Allgaier now has caught Almirola. He looks inside at the start-finish line using the apron to try to make the pass.
He's going to use that apron, and he'll slip to the inside and get right around Eric Almirola in turn number one. Has to watch that car walk up the racetrack. That'll open the door back up. Almirola's got a charge.
Yeah, he got an advantage, but now he's going to have to face one again. Here comes Eric Almirola to the inside into turn number three. They are locked together door to door. Allgaier to the outside. Almirola's got the advantage on the bottom.
One to go in stage number two. Eric Almirola slides up in front of Justin Allgaier. Can he hang on to it? They cross the start-finish line right now. Lap traffic in front of this battle for the lead.
Back into turn number one. Eric Almirola drives to the bottom of the racetrack. It's passed by Justin Allgaier, and within a lap takes the lead right back. They're still nose to tail out of two.
Chris Wright moved out of the way to give these leaders a chance to race for this stage win. Here's Almirola, bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier going upstairs now, going to try to get a run off the hill to catch the number 19.
Here's Eric Almirola leading them out of turn four. Allgaier runs out of time, and Almirola wins stage number two here at Las Vegas. Justin Allgaier is going to finish in the second spot. Third, Connor Zilich. Sammy Smith is going to finish fourth. Fifth, Sam Mayer. Then it's going to be Carson Quapple sixth. Taylor Gray 7th, Brandon Jones 8th, 9th Sheldon Creed, and just barely moving into 10th, passing Kyle Sieg at the line, Jesse Love will get the final point in stage number 2 here in Las Vegas.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. That's 800-475-8167.
In stage 1, Justin Allgaier won. Eric Almirola was second. We can flip that for stage number 2. Eric Almirola won that stage. Justin Allgaier was second. Will it be one of those two drivers in progressive victory lane, or does the rest of the field have something for them? We have pit stop in stage number 3 coming up, and we'll see who can make it to progressive victory lane. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
So Eric Almirola has become the 6th different stage winner in 2025 on the Xfinity Series, and Pit Road is now open.
Pit Road will be closed this time by. They're going to go back one more time around. Today's race is called the Lyona with the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and it's presented by Laborers International Union of North America, Local 872. Feel the power. We want to thank all of the Lyona representatives here at the racetrack today. Ross Chastain, we've seen almost half of this Xfinity Series race. Are there any trends on the racetrack that you're noticing that might come into play here when we get to the final stage?
On track, I see guys either wrapping the white line. So with Las Vegas Motor Speedway, you've got a similar color asphalt from the inside wall to the outside wall with the banking about a third of the way across that starting and going to the wall. And you either see these Xfinity cars with their left side tires and that left front splitter right on that white line, just going the shortest distance through the corner, and that's where the grip is. The left sides, the left front gets on that paint that the track uses, and then if they're not there, they are on the wall. You see them up in the shade of the shadows of 1 and 2. Not a lot happening up there. 3 and 4, some guys in the mid-teens are making it work, but none of your leaders.
Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
It's interesting that Ross just talked about wrapping that white line. That's exactly what Justin Allgaier said. He said, I'm mad at myself. I just got too tight there, and I could have done better. But his crew chief, Jim Pullman, told him, he said, hey, you and Eric Almirola raced each other last week like this. Here you are at it again, putting on a great show. He's probably got a smile on his face. We will keep up with him, so just keep doing what you're doing. And Justin said, I know, but I just hate to lose. Wendy Venturini.
On the other side of the story, Eric Almirola crossed the finish line for that stage win, came over the radio and said,
whoo, that was a lot of work. He's good. So he was giving props to Justin Allgaier. It's funny how these two drivers communicate back and forth between their teams, but we are having pit stops happening underway. Let's head over to Brett McMillan.
And Taylor Gray, he has the first pit stall. He's coming down pit road now. He turns out of the line of cars and into his pit stall. He said the car was building tight throughout this run. They're going to go a four-tire change, some water in the window. They also give him a track bar adjustment. Also, when Brandon Jones said that car was too tight, he wants to be freer. Heather DeBoe.
And Sam Mayer in from that fifth position. He's been battling a tight condition. He wants more of the same adjustment from last time, which is more wedge and air pressure to loosen him up. Also, Justin Allgaier mentioned he's too tight, so they are going to do a track bar adjustment to loosen him up. Wendy Venturini.
Eric Almirola said he was hitting the splitter on the short runs. He needs a little bit more turn, especially on the three-quarter mark without hurting his lateral turn. It's four tires fuel. Also, Connor Zilich on pit road for that third spot with four tires fuel. He was very, very close on the balance, but a tick free for him.
As they came off the pit lane, it looks like Eric Almirola will hold on to that number one spot. But up two, it's going to be Sammy Smith. Allgaier, again, a loser on pit road. He was third, followed by Brandon Jones, Taylor Gray, and Jesse Love.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Proven every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
It's not about the cars. The speed. The action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them. The ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
Taylor Gray will have to restart at the back, a safety violation on pit road. When we come back, a full field rundown, some analysis from Ross Chastain, and the final stage of the Liona from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Tomorrow, 2:30 Eastern Time, PRN will have coverage of the Pennzoil 400. Michael McDowell captured the pole a little bit earlier today in the Group 1001 Chevrolet. Joey Logano in the Pennzoil Ford second quick. The rest of the top five qualifiers, Austin Cindric, Kyle Busch, Eric Jones, and the rest of our top 10 starters tomorrow, in case you missed it, Alex Bowman, Josh Berry, William Byron, Zane Smith, and Kyle Larson.
Ross Chastain, we know we're going to have over 100 laps, maybe under green. We're going to have a pit stop at some point, at least one more, before the end of this race. So if you're behind the wheel of one of these Xfinity Series cars, what are you thinking right now before running the next half of the race effectively?
Yeah, well, I think that you just ran your shortest run, planned run, in stage two. So you probably put your worst set of tires. Now, they were stickers, but your crew chief, after you started on your scuffs from qualifying yesterday, and then you, as they sort their sets of tires, they would have picked their worst stagger that they don't like or the spring rates that they don't like, and they would have put those on right there. But now you've got your best sets ready for the rest of this race, and now it's up to chance for if a caution comes out. We've seen cars running out of gas. We don't know why. We've seen cars lose power and come to pit road really slowly. A couple of close calls with low right rear tire on Austin Hill, who caught that early enough and is a veteran enough to know to pit. We saw during one of the commercial breaks earlier, Daniel Dye have a big slide, actually hit the apron sliding off turn four and straightened it out with no caution. Those could all easily be cautions. And for a guy like Taylor Gray, who has to start at the back, he's going to need something like that. We've seen Sam Mayer drive up through the field a bit and then lose a couple spots on that last pit stop. So if they're going to challenge Eric Almirola and Justin Allgaier, they're going to have something toss up the race a little bit, I believe. There's just too big of a time delta from a lap time perspective that a little bit of wedge or air pressure could fix.
We've been given the one-to-go signal. We'll do that with 102 laps to go. We'll go back to green. Eric Almirola, your leader. Sammy Smith, second. Third, Justin Allgaier. Brandon Jones, fourth. Jesse Love, fifth. Sixth is Connor Zilich. Sam Mayer, seventh. Eighth, Carson Quapel. Sheldon Creed, ninth. Tenth, Harrison Burton.
Kyle Sieg, 11th. Twelfth is Christian Eckes. Jeb Burton, 13th. Ryan Sieg, 14th. Taylor Gray, 15th, serving a penalty from a pit road violation. Nick Sanchez, 16th. 17th, Matt DiBenedetto. Dean Thompson, 18th. 19th, Brennan Poole. Parker Retzloff is 20th.
21st, Daniel Dye. Anthony Alfredo, 22nd. 23rd, Austin Hill, the final car on the lead lap. Minus 1 in 24th, Patrick Emmerling. Minus 2 in 25th, Ryan Ellis. The rest of our top 30, Chris Wright, Garrett Smithley, Jeremy Clements, Blaine Perkins, Dawson Cram is 30th.
We're being told that the earliest they can pit is going to be around lap 138. We're at lap 99 coming up here in this Liuna 300-mile race. Pat Patterson, the lights are off on the Toyota GR Supra.
Yes, they are. And Eric Almirola giving his tires one more little chance to clean them off. Sammy Smith on the outside, Allgaier and Jones in that second row. Here we go again in Las Vegas.
So we ease into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Eric Almirola, Sammy Smith right beside him. Justin Allgaier pushing and shoving Almirola to the point and out front in turn number one.
Yeah, there will be no easing into turn number one as Justin Allgaier goes from third on the inside to second on the outside. Now he's looking for the race lead, trying to get around Almirola as they roar off of turn two.
Allgaier's trying to make that work in that second spot. Give it a credit to the 19 there. Eric Almirola doing a nice job of kind of blocking down the backstretch, and that's going to net him the lead off four.
Allgaier is having to race a Junior Motorsports teammate in Connor Zilich, which is drawn to his inside. Meanwhile, Eric Almirola pulls away to the lead. His teammates race for second.
Yeah, that little side drafting has pulled Allgaier back, and he is threatening to lose that second spot. Connor Zilich running a nice line on the bottom. He'll take that second spot off of two.
Yeah, Allgaier moves back to that third spot. Meanwhile, behind that group, Sammy Smith has got his hands full right now. Brandon Jones is right there in that mix as they work off turn four.
Here's Connor Zilich working to the outside of Eric Almirola. Almirola couldn't make the block on the outside. Zilich takes the lead at the line. Almirola tries to draw even in turn one.
So how about this charge by the COTA winner as Zilich is going to rip around the middle of the racetrack. He will take the lead with ease off of turn number two.
Move 88 to the front. Almirola four car lengths back in second. Allgaier is right there with Sam Mayer. Sam Mayer challenging at the bottom of the racetrack. Sammy Smith is in that groove as well.
All of the top five battling right now. Connor Zilich about a three car length advantage over Eric Almirola. Then it's Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith as they rocket into one.
Yeah, we haven't talked a lot about Sam Mayer today, but he is in contention running in that fourth position in that green and white Ford. He'll watch the two dominant cars, Allgaier and Almirola, second and third on the back straightaway.
Zilich has about a six-car lead as he works his way down into turn number three. The battle for the second spot, Almirola under attack by the seven of Justin Allgaier.
Watching Brandon Jones, he has the eighth spot, but he's under fire from Sheldon Creed. Creed now makes contact as he tries to drive by in the inside. He makes contact with the driver's door of Brandon Jones, and they remain side by side in turn number one.
Yeah, we'll see if they can stay off each other in turn number two as Creed wraps the bottom of the racetrack, And boy, throws a tight slider on Jones off the two.
Oh, yeah. Jones didn't like that at all. He had to get out of the gas just ever so slightly to lose that spot. Meanwhile, the battle for second rages on again. Eric Almirola and Justin Allgaier.
Eric Almirola says his car's a little too tight, hitting the splitter as the air pressures build up. Justin Allgaier will take advantage of that to his inside.
Yeah, that was a nice move by Allgaier to get to the bottom down the front straightaway. He'll take that second spot entering turn number one and slide right up in front of Almirola off of two.
Looking a little further back, there's Sam Mayer behind Almirola. Then it's Jesse Love. Sammy Smith is there. Carson Quapel. That's the way they race into turn four now as they race off of turn four, I should say.
Watching a fight for the 10th spot, Harrison Burton has it. Ryan Sieg is trying to wrestle it away. Also right there is Kyle Sieg, Jeb Burton. Those four cars hustle off to turn number one.
Yeah, nice day so far for the Sieg brothers. Again, Ryan almost won this race in the fall a year ago. He's sticking on the bottom, trying to get around that silver and black car of Harrison Burton. They'll all fall in line off of two.
Yeah, that is a good battle amongst all of those cars now working their way into turn at number three. Ryan Sieg in that, along with Harrison Burton, Jones as well out in front.
Ross Chastain, Connor Zilich out front now looks superhuman. Meanwhile, Justin Allgaier and Eric Almirola look like they've come back down to earth a little bit behind him.
You know, and I'm kicking myself. Right before that restart, I was talking about how a little wedge, a little air pressure wouldn't be enough. Marty Lindley woke that 88 car up. He restarted fifth. When Justin Allgaier on the restart in one and two went to the right rear of Almirola, he filled the bottom, just a normal move, and then was able to drive around the outside of Almirola the next lap. Clearly, they woke that car up. Eric is a little tight. They are looking at the long run here. Like I said, this could be two of the longest runs of the race. But that 88 car, and with the 7 car now in second, we'll be able to see if Marty went too far and he builds too loose or too tight, whatever his balance is. But, man, that thing woke up. Look for that on a late restart. And look for his JRM teammates to walk down or radio down to Marty and say, hey, what did you do? Because that 88 car was by far the fastest for the first five laps and ran the fastest lap of the race by about a quarter second just on that last restart.
So, again, we're watching that battle for 10th on the racetrack. Harrison Burton, Ryan Sieg, Jeb Burton is there, Kyle Sieg, and Nick Sanchez says, well, you're having so much fun, I'd like to join, and so would Christian Eckes.
Yeah, those are the best battles on the racetrack as they are nose to tail. In fact, Ryan Sieg just gave a shot to the shorts of Harrison Burton, shot him up the racetrack. Little contact there, Pat, in turn one.
Yeah, and he's not going to let him go. Burton fights back now, and he's going to get a little help from his cousin. Drives up there right behind that group. By the way, Austin Hill also is not far out of this battle as well. Three wide off of turn four.
Remember, Austin Hill pitted out of sequence in that last stage. Now he's working his way back up. But that three wide battle, Harrison Burton on the outside of cousin Jeb Burton, and then you've got Ryan Sieg.
Oh, family affair. It's the Burtons versus the Siegs, and it is getting tight. And it's all happening right in front of Nick Sanchez. Jeb Burton just slid his way up. Throw Austin Hill in the mix. It is a hornet's nest down the backstretch.
Yeah, Austin Hill took advantage of that, picked up another spot over Nick Sanchez. Now Hill goes to work on Jeb Burton. Burton's car slides up the racetrack. Hill's going to get the advantage off the bottom.
So Jeb's trying to get around Harrison while he tries to hold off Austin Hill. And just behind them, Nick Sanchez, Christian Eckes going at it.
They all are.